Investigators are still trying to pinpoint the cause of the big power outage, but it is clear that the energy grid failed, and already there are proposals to prevent that from happening in the future. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Former Energy Secretary Bill Richardson voiced the frustration of many Northeasterners who must be asking today how this could have happened. Speaking on CNN, Richardson said the problem is an antiquated electric system that's simply not up to 21st century demands.
We in America, we're a superpower, but we have a third world grid.
The industry group that works to maintain the grid bristled at that. Michael Gent, who heads the North American Electric Reliability Council, insists the U.S. power network is the finest in the world. But Gent sheepishly acknowledged during a conference call that it's hard to make that claim today.
I personally am embarrassed. I'm upset. And I'm going to make sure that this is pushed through, nothing is left unturned, and that government will join us in trying to come to a conclusion as to what happened and make sure that this never happens again.
Gent says he's assembling a team of experts to figure out what triggered the blackout. He ruled out some early suspects, including a lightning strike and a plant failure in New York City. Whatever the initial trigger was, it was probably amplified by some other systemic breakdowns, allowing the problem to spread throughout the Northeast, knocking out more than 100 generating stations in the U.S. and Canada. A similar thing happened in 1996, when a problem with transmission lines in the Pacific Northwest turned into a cascading outage affecting 2 million people in 11 western states. Bill Komisch of the Western Electricity Coordinating Council says it takes a series of mishaps to cause such a widespread blackout because the system is designed to contain such problems.
If everything works properly, the protective relays will send signals to circuit breakers that will take that piece of equipment and as little of the system as possible out of service to clear the problem. But on occasion, maybe the protective relays on another piece of equipment detected the same problem and erroneously tripped. That goes on enough, you start to spread the disturbance.
Since the 1996 outage, the government has been playing a smaller role in regulating electricity. Komisch says as market forces come to dominate the power industry, it gets harder to build in safeguards.
One thing to remember is that reliability is expensive. The more reliable the system, the more it costs. There has always been a push and shove between reliability and economics. Economics has been trying to push reliability to the background for the past several years.
But the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission insists deregulation is not to blame for the blackout, arguing what's needed is more investment in transmission lines. The energy bill now pending in Congress would encourage new transmission lines. It would also give the Reliability Council more authority to enforce transmission standards, which are now voluntary. It's also possible those standards themselves have some shortcomings. Western grid operators found after the 1996 outage that they simply hadn't anticipated how the system would perform under certain conditions. Anticipation improves with every outage, but as Bill Komisch says, the system always finds a new way to take you by surprise. Scott Horsley, NPR News.